Welcome back into our Boone Area Chamber of Commerce 20 Good Minutes feature with the candidates for Boone Town Council. We are joined in this session by Eric Woolridge, one of the candidates running for council, and appreciate Eric, you giving us some time here. We'll start first with the easy one, right? Give us a little bit of history about yourself and why is it that you have decided to run for Boone Town Council this time around?
Well, why I've decided to run is, you know, I had a number of small business folks and community people, families, actually quite a few moms that encouraged me to run for council. Different people have been following my career, particularly over the last 10 plus years, as I've been working a lot in community development and in local government, which we can get into that a little bit later on. And so it was through that, you know, people encouraging me to do so. You know, I spent a lot of time talking about it over with my wife. We have a 1.5-year-old in the house. So she's informally running with me, you know, as well. It's a big commitment there. But in terms of my background, I've moved to Boone in 97, came here to go to Appalachian State. I've never left. I kind of worked my way up to, utilizing my degree, which took a little while to be able to do that. And just worked in local government here for 20 years, in the public sector and also in the private sector as I own my own business for the last 9 years. So
with that kind of background, I would imagine that you've already got kind of an idea of some priorities of your own as you take the opportunity to think about a seat on council. What might those top priorities be at this point?
Well, probably have like four kind of key priorities. I mean, one of those is certainly downtown and just elevating downtown. I know that we've put, you know, $100,000, $200,000 a year into downtown. In my mind, that needs to be significantly more. There are some things from a streetscape perspective, a beautification standpoint, that I would just like to see taken to the next level. And in fact, during this campaign, I'm going to be releasing some design concepts and ideas that me and my team are going to be working on as well. So downtown is huge. The culture and arts are huge. You know, I just want to double down on who we are as a community, our mountain culture, a place to come and relax. I mean, the reason why we all live here is maybe not because we could make the most money, you know, compared to a city or something like that. It's because we love to raise our kids here. We love the lifestyle. We love the outdoor recreation opportunities. We love the small town atmosphere. So we just got to double down on some of those things. So from a culture and art standpoint, you know, I'd love to see the Horn in the West Amphitheater renovated, kind of complement a lot of the good work that's going on with the Appalachian Theater, the Jones House, see some more signature events come about as well. The other is outdoor recreation and greenways. Another thing I want to do throughout this campaign is I'm going to release what I see as a greenway connectivity plan for the entire town. And this is something I've worked in 150 jurisdictions in just the last 9 years, doing a lot of greenway recreation, downtown revitalization planning. So I'm kind of bringing some of that experience to bear. I'll be honest, David, I'm a little reluctant in some regards because I also know from a community development standpoint, one of the key things to being successful is developing consensus and engaging the community and so forth. So I'm going to throw out some ideas from a professional planner standpoint. My undergrad work was in community regional planning. My master's work was in public administration. And like I said, I've been in local government, a local government consultant for the last 9 years doing a lot of this work. So I'm going to kind of bring that experience to bear with kind of this caveat that, you know, we jump into this and once I'm elected, really want to come back, engage the community and so forth as well. But I do want to cast that vision. And then the fourth item is just continuing to protect our historic neighborhoods. If you live in Boone, if you live in one of the R1 neighborhoods, you understand the value of that. You know, I've lived in the R3 areas. I lived out in the county. You know, and now I very strategically moved to an R1 area just for those very practical reasons. So we need to continue to protect those. So those are kind of my four main points.
As you mentioned, there are opportunities that exist out there from a project development standpoint. And one of those, or actually two of those topics that this council will have major influence on are some of those that will help chart the course for Boone for the next decade or two to come, those being developing the Bullock property from a municipal services perspective, and also the Howard Street development, which has been talked about for quite some time. What are your goals for these projects as you see them right now? And how do you plan, as you just mentioned a moment ago, how do you plan on seeking input to make sure that those inside the town, but a lot of folks that live outside the town but work in those areas and will be around those facilities have their opportunity for input as well?
No, those two projects are absolutely on my radar, and I'd actually add a third one as well, and that's the Armory property that's currently owned by the town of Boone and Watauga County. That property will ultimately be turned back over to those jurisdictions. The projection is within the next 2 years. So that property, I would add to your list. But regarding Bullock property, absolutely, this is a huge endeavor that we're taking on. You know, financially, communities and others, I mean, there's three real financial tools that are being utilized in local government. You know, you got an enterprise fund that's kind of controlling your water, sewer, infrastructure, and public works and utilities, right? So that enterprise fund is essentially maintaining itself. It almost works as if it's a business. And that has to fund itself. Then you've got your ad valorem tax, your sales tax that's controlling your general fund. And then the other is your occupancy tax, which we need to talk about before this conversation is over. So the Bullock property is predominantly going to be funded through the enterprise fund, but there are some things that they're proposing there that would have to come out of the general fund. I think if I have a critique about the Bullock property where it stands right now is that there's not been more community engagement. There are a lot of smart people that are community-minded and driven in this community that just have to be engaged. And, you know, I think about when I was working for the TDA and working on Rocky Knob Mountain Bike Park. I mean, that was one of the first things that we did was engage people to build ownership into the process, to get more ideas. We cannot act like we have the idea. So how do we bring more people into the fold to make that project really exceptional and build some consensus around it? I mean, we can do it from the top level in a vacuum. It just won't be as great. So just a real call to excellence in everything that we do. You know, am I in favor of public works and all those items out there? Yeah, absolutely. I think based on the plans that I've seen thus far, and I know those plans continue to get refined, but other than we're talking Democrat article, I can't seem to get my hands on those. I've got a request into John right now to receive those, but you know, I'd like to see a connectivity to Rocky Knob Mountain Bike Park, opportunity for some other potential recreation opportunities there. You know, what type of urban design, you know, are we looking at when we talk about putting another ABC store out there and some of those items? So yeah, I think that I'm uniquely positioned based on my experience to not only provide some real guidance on the development of that property, but also the process. And how do we create more consensus about that? So absolutely on my radar. It's huge. I mean, there's about $50 million on this. I mean, this is not a small thing. So I would just encourage any voter to be thinking about the experience of the candidates and the experience they can bring to bear on such a significant project as that. Howard Street, I don't want to say that the ship has sailed on that, but, you know, the design has been done. This thing is essentially shovel ready. This is based on my understanding after talking to town manager John Ward. You know, financing seems to be fairly locked in. I think that from my experience and background, like to just to be able to look over everything with a fine tooth comb, get through that entire process. You know, I deal with engineers, construction contractors every day. So can bring some experience there. Howard Street is long overdue. I think what is our next Howard Street project is the big question. And are we really going to wait 20 and 30 years to continue to do these larger projects? I think there's a financial pathway for us to step up our game, to take things to the next level with a little bit of creativity. So absolutely, Howard Street is on the radar. And then the third that I mentioned there was the Armory property. What is that going to be? That area really has the opportunity to become an amazing outdoor or just a recreation hub for the town of Boone. you know, capitalizing on the Greenway, McClosson Burney Park, the new Watauga Community Center there. So, you know, my dream would be to bring a large splash pad to the community. I know that we have in the works now to build a skate park. It has around, from my understanding, $150,000-ish budget. We need to be building a skate park, a pump track together that has around an $800,000-$900,000 budget. So there's some things that I'm seeing in the community that if I was consulting for Boone, I would say you got to step these things up. It's not just about providing things for the locals, and that's super important, but also just elevating what we can provide to visitors and to continue to create an amazing destination. Because we communities around us, they're competing. They're trying to attract our visitor, you know, through elevating their downtown, through elevating their recreation amenities and so forth. So we've got to maintain that quality of life and so forth.
So one of the common threads that weaves through everything that you've said thus far really focuses back to relationships. What are some of your thoughts on the town council's relationship with staff, residents, the university, and the county, even as you get ready to potentially imprint yourself to that group?
Well, I must say, going back to your first question, it's certainly part of the reason that I'm running, right? I mean, I don't know of anyone that I've talked to in the business community or otherwise that has been satisfied with you know, the disposition of the council. And, you know, it's about creating an atmosphere in which, you know, the community is welcome to participate. They feel honored, that they feel respected and so forth. And I feel like there's a group of people that seems in the community that are tied in. You know, I don't understand all the political dynamics. I've been a politician now for 3 weeks, right? You know, I've been in local government for a long time, but the political world is a little different. So, yeah, I mean, I would certainly look forward to just changing this friction and tension that seems to be pervasive in our local government culture right now, the worst I've ever seen. You know, I was on the Boone Planning Commission and chaired it for 5 years. So I was on, from 2006 to 2017, I was in the Boone Planning Commission. So I worked very closely with the town council, and you know, it wasn't always easy. You know, there are a lot of challenges, not really a strong direction sometimes, but then sometimes there was a strong direction in terms of what the council wants us to do. Right now, I feel like there's a true lack of vision. There's a real lack of compass. I mean, we're doing specific projects, but what are we trying to become in the next 15 years? And how is everything that we're doing each and every year, every decision policy we're making, tying into that 15-year vision and goal? In 15 years, David, we, Boone, can be at a whole new level in regards to quality of life, in terms of beautification, aesthetics, bike ped connectivity, recreation, amenities for kids, for families, for students. I mean, new business opportunities for students coming out of school. I mean, but it's going to require some strategic planning, some strategic vision.
So within that, kind of leads in nicely to the next question. What are some of your budget priorities as you look at opportunities to as you kind of mentioned, mend fences, but then move forward with a vision? How do you align budget strategy around that?
Well, we talked about some of them. You know, the Bullet property and Howard Street are huge. You know, the town has essentially been taking its Oxby tax, its capital side of its Oxby tax, and putting that over into the pot for Howard Street. That's a fine move. I'm not necessarily a believer in taking 100% of anything and put it all into one thing, but maybe certainly 80% and beyond. But, you know, so there's funding there for Howard Street. There's also the potential to borrow money at a very low interest rate and have that debt service covered through Oxby tax as well. That's probably the strategy that I would want to utilize. And just a step back, just so the listener understands Oxby tax. All these short-term lodging that's being people are participating, or visitors are taking us up on in the town of Boone and Watauga County, you know, they're paying a 6% Oxby tax to the town of Boone, and then out in the county to Watauga County TDA. That funding has to be utilized in two ways. Two-thirds of it can be used to market and kind of administer the program, but up to one-third of those dollars can be used for capital, tourism-related capital infrastructure projects. David, this year, and I just got the numbers for Boone TDA, it's almost $2 million a year that we're pulling in for Boone occupancy tax. So you take a third of that, there's $600,000 a year that has to be spent towards essentially quality of life enhancements. It can't be spent towards schools or fixing infrastructure. It has to be towards tourism-related projects. So that $600,000 a year essentially can serve as debt service and some for Howard Street. But those numbers continue to climb. I'll be honest, I mean, one of my kind of bold ideas is to potentially truly combine the Boone and Watauga TDA so it can share its dollars across jurisdictions. I don't think we have time to get into all the details of that right now. So that's one financial strategy and so forth. The Bullet property, as I mentioned earlier, the Enterprise Fund, essentially being utilized to pay for that facility. In regards to the general fund and how we use ad valorem tax, sales tax to help augment that budget, you know, I just need more information. I want to see us go through a process. I do think there's a vision there where we can leverage our dollars to obtain some grant funding, you know, from Recreation Trails, Parks and Recreation Trust Fund, Clean Water, I mean, NC Water Resources, all these agencies I've been working with for tons of years. And, you know, Boone has a great staff that also is aware of all of these as well.
Kind of back to a relationship angle here for a moment. Accessibility to you, you know, that is something that's come up in our conversations with businesses, having town council be accessible. How do you fashion yourself from an accessibility standpoint, if elected, and being able to be a resource for folks as well as a sounding board?
Well, you know, one thing I think you all have done really well that, and I think Boone's actually getting better at, is just communication, just letting the community know what's going on, what's of interest. And so I certainly would want to take that upon myself, you know, when I'm elected, to, you know, use social media to kind of just get the word out there, let people know what's going on, what's of interest, to obtain insight and so forth. But yeah, to completely be available, you know, whether or not that be sit down meetings or, you know, have some little focus groups. But I really like to get ahead of some of this stuff as opposed to acting so reactive. We're very reactive. The crisis hits, some issue, and like all of a sudden things start happening. But if we can proactively get in front of different groups of folks, you know, whether it be the Chamber, the Downtown Business Association. I mean, I know those meetings are, of course, happening quite often, but really trying to cast vision, trying to get out in front. That's probably the angle I'd like to come at this from, as opposed to being inundated at every crisis, or at least have those relationships to be of sound, the sound basis to where when I hear from people, we at least have a foundation of a relationship.
Speaking of crisis, we'll save the obvious question for last. Certainly, there has been a lot here in the last 18 months to discuss when it comes to health and safety concerns for our community, and also the economic impact that we are seeing from COVID. How do you balance those two things? COVID health and responsibility versus the economic impact that we're seeing on this community and steps to address that reality as well.
Yeah. One thing that I've got a sense of in the community, and I don't know if it's true, maybe you could even shed some light on it, is there, you know, there seems to be a little bit of a tension like between the business community and people who really think we need to be super locked down on COVID. And, you know, I own a business. When we're fully staffed, we, you know, it's 15 people here in our office. COVID hits us, we have to lock down, and it's an issue for the business community. So it's in our interest, you know, to be able to serve our clients and the people that are paying us to do the work that we do, to for us to stay healthy and to you know, run an office that is paying attention to COVID, right? So, you know, the business community, it has got to pay attention to that and is paying attention to those. So I still can't quite get a sense of where that tension is coming from. Now, I have been listening to Jennifer Green. I've been listening to App Health, the hospital, listening to, wow, there's a lot of people in the hospital and so forth. I mean, that, you know, we can't ignore these issues. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm a public health expert. I'm not. I worked with Jennifer Green quite a few years on active living and some and a variety of projects throughout the region. I trust her. You know, I'm going to lean on the public health professionals. You know, if we've got to lock down, or I don't think I should use that term. You know, if we need to use masks and those sort of things, I'm completely comfortable with that. You know, there's some people in the business community that I've talked to that are more frustrated by that than others. And, you know, it's, there is no solution. There's only trade-offs, right? I mean, so we have to have that mentality and just work together as a community and be open-minded, listen. And, you know, I have no other, I guess, position than to lean on the public health professionals that we have here locally, just because I've worked with them for a lot of years and I trust them.
Final thing for you, just a brief summary. If you'd like to close with any thoughts that we didn't get to in this particular forum, we've got about a minute or so here. What would you like to say on the way out?
Well, I've launched a little website, Eric, E-R-I-C, number 4, Boone.com, Eric4Boone.com. So people can go there, see my platform. I've got a bio written there about, you know, since, you know, I've been here since 97. Kind of track my career history and beyond, working with Watauga TDA, working on Rocky Knob, working on a lot of river access projects, so forth. You know, I've served on Southern Appalachia Historical Association, you know, Horn in the West Board, High Country United Way, Boone Area Cyclists, High Country Pathways. So I've had an opportunity, and of course, the Boone Planning Commission for 11 years and chaired that for 5 years. So got that experience. You know, the platform items that we talked about are also on the website. The other three big takeaways are kind of like my whys, like why elect me? And one of those is I'm just committed to focusing on town of Boone issues. I love that this is a nonpartisan election, you know, although I'm sure those dynamics are going to get involved, which is fine. But man, if we can just focus on quality of life and like elevating, you know, our downtown, investing in some capital projects that are going to change the lives of moms and kids and families and create new business opportunities for the young people coming up so they can actually stay here. You know, I've got some ideas around affordable housing as well that, you know, we also obviously haven't had time to touch on, but just a real true focus, laser-like focus on local issues. The other is a total commitment to Boone. Like I said, I've been here since 97. I've been on a lot of boards. I'll be honest, I've been frustrated over the last 6 to 7 years that all the people that have joined council and have ended up quitting or have moved on for various reasons. This is a tough job, which really leans me into my third why, and that is my experience. I've just been in local government, this space. I've dedicated my entire life to it. And, you know, working as a long range planner and then for the Watauga TDA, and then now for the last almost 10 years as a private consultant. And we worked all over, you know, predominantly in the Southeast. So I'm bringing all that experience to bear, and I'm just willing to serve, you know, give my time, give some of my staff's time to what we're trying to accomplish and just make, you know, take hold of Boone's rightful position in Western North Carolina. So Eric4Boone.com.
Well, we certainly appreciate your willingness to serve. As we've told all the candidates, it takes quite a bit of courage and intestinal fortitude to put your name on the ballot. And we certainly appreciate you for that and appreciate you spending some time with us here today. We look forward to talking to you again as we get a little closer to the election.
Thanks, David. I appreciate it.